It's Heritage Month, and not only do we want to celebrate our heritage, but we also want to make sure that our future generations have something to look back on that they can be proud of. SANBUS and Roundtable Southern Africa are calling on all of us to be heroes. Their Bleed for Change blood donation drive is happening in Heritage Month. Joining me now is Head of Donor Relations in the Vaal, Shivani Lachman. Hi, Shivani.
Hi. Thanks for having me here. I'm so excited.
And Fos Botha, President of Roundtable Southern Africa. Welcome to IFM, Fos.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. It's an absolute privilege. And hello to you and hello to your listeners. Good to be here.
First off, tell us a bit about the Bleed for Change initiative. Fos, what is it about and how is Roundtable Southern Africa involved?
Look, Roundtable is nothing new to your listeners. We've started with a campaign, Impactful Change, a couple of years ago. And it's basically about creating impactful change in our communities and wherever we go. And I think one of the biggest ways to actually create an impactful change is to donate blood. As you know, that one point of blood can save up to 3 lives. So that's an initiative that we want to start with a blood bank to create absolute change within the communities where we operate and make such change.
Shivani, what is the target for the day and exactly where can people go if they want to donate blood?
So, Yolanda, we are so excited that this is the start of a great initiative. Like Voss is saying, it's an impact that we want to create in the community. And we appreciate so much that the roundtable is like aligning with what we would like to do and give back to the community. For the day, we are aiming for 550 units because it's a public holiday. Some people have got plans. We've got about 15 confirmed blood drives, which is a great start. So with those 15 blood drives, we're aiming for 550 units of liquid love.
Oh, I love that. Liquid love.
Liquid love, right?
You know, it is in all of us to give. And this exactly. Heritage Month, we really want to motivate you, together with SANBUS and the Roundtable Southern Africa. Be a hero. Get out there. 24th of September, because your donation does save more than a life. Fos, this is just not only happening on Heritage Day. Will this be carrying on for longer?
Yeah, Yolanda, absolutely. So we're kicking off the campaign on the 24th, which is Heritage Day. We actually have a pre-kickoff on the 23rd, where we are going to be on VIA on Goeiemôre, Good Morning, where we and the SNBS, we're going to be there and we're going to donate blood live on the program. But it's also a campaign that's going to run basically from the 24th of September right through to February. And I think at this stage, there's about 1% of South Africans that's actually donating blood. And another thing that we want to do is we want to change that. We want to make sure that we create awareness and make that 1% as much as possible, so that because the more blood we get, the more lives we save. So the long and the short is, now it's not going to be only for Heritage Day. It's going to be up until end of February 2026.
Shivani, perhaps a quick reminder as to who can donate blood and what those requirements are if someone wants to join you on the 24th of September.
Thank you so much. So the requirements to give blood is actually quite simple. Most people can donate blood. We're looking at our kids from 16 years old, officially cut the cake, blow the candles out. Then you can come and donate. Cut off age is quite lenient till 75, so it all depends on your health. Be well and healthy. We'd love if you have a great experience. We'd like you to have a quick snack before you donate. Basically, lead a very safe lifestyle. Our sisters, which are qualified nurses, will be at every blood drive, ranging from our Free State branches, Egoli, Mpumalanga. We've got blood drives almost in every area. But just for your biggest listenership, we've got in the Free State, we've got Mimosa Mall, Goldfields Mall Entrance 2, Derek's Quick Spa, and those are our big blood flagship blood drives that are happening in the Free State area. And in the Vaal, we've got Northwest Flymo Walk Donor Center and in Potchefstroom, Moorefield Mall. I've got a lot of other blood drives happening in different areas, but I would like to encourage the listeners to follow South African National Blood Service Facebook page. All our upcoming blood drives for the roundtable will be there and advertised, so they can just choose one of them, come and support us and make a difference on Heritage Day.
You can also go to roundtable.co.za and see how you can get involved in all of their initiatives, and not only Bleed for Change. Fos, thank you for this incredible initiative, joining hands with SANBUS. May you and all your members and supporters be very blessed on this Heritage Day.
Yolanda, yeah, maybe just on my side, I just want to, you know, thank you guys for also supporting us. Obviously, the more awareness we can get, the better it is for us, and as well as the campaign we're running. And then for the South African Blood Bank, it's amazing to partner with you guys as, you know, creating impactful change. And that's what we want to do. And to associate our brand as Roundtable with amazing brand as you guys, and then as well as OFM for hosting us on this thing. It's an absolute honor and a privilege, and I thank you guys for that.
It's an absolute pleasure to be part of this initiative. Fos Botha, of course, joining us today on behalf of Roundtable Southern Africa, President of Roundtable Southern Africa, and Shivani Lachman, Head of Donor Relations in the VAL from the South African National Blood Service. Remember, one donation can save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Give blood and support the Bleed for Change initiative this Heritage Month and beyond. You can listen to this again under Catch Up and go read more, ofm.co.za.